This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The question on the ballot Thursday night in the UK was basic enough. Two simple words, leave or remain. I know that lady said a couple of minutes ago to stay calm, and we should, but the truth is that with that Brexit vote, whenever it goes into effect, right now the UK is in the early stages of what looks to be an economic and political crisis. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
For 3 days, Britain's finance chief, George Osborne, didn't show his face in public. Then this morning, he finally emerged, blinking in the early Brexit dawn, to offer investors this reassurance.
We start from a position of hard-won strength. And whatever the undoubted challenges, my colleagues and I are determined to do the best for Britain.
Financial markets continued tanking. Osborne's predecessor wasn't surprised. Former finance chief Alistair Darling, who'd steered Britain calmly through the banking crisis, said now he was really nervous.
I'm more worried now than I was in 2008, where a difficult problem could be fixed because you could see what you needed to do. Here, there is so much uncertainty that it is going to be very, very damaging for the country.
The government is rudderless. The Prime Minister is stepping down. Even the leader of the opposition could be toppled. And from pro-EU Scotland came the threat of a constitutional crisis. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said her parliament could vote to block the Brexit, to the fury of the English.
You know, it's perhaps similar to the fury of many people in Scotland right now as we face the prospect of being taken out of the European Union against our will.
Anxiety is rising, even among people who voted for Brexit. This fishmonger in Sheffield told the BBC that he'd voted to leave without thinking it was actually going to happen.
I went to bed Thursday night thinking I'm going to get up and still be in Europe Friday morning. I was shocked, stunned, and then scared.
Those fears may be allayed if Britain strikes a deal with its European partners to carry on trading much as before. But some members of the EU want Britain to be shut out and severely punished. That, says former Governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, might harm the EU more than Britain.
What this will do, I think, more than anything else, is to create further serious doubt about whether the euro area is a likely successful long-term project.
The British Prime Minister meets the other 27 EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. That summit should give us the first real indication of what lies ahead. The chances of an early resolution? Slim. Interminable crises are a European speciality. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.